Emma, from what I understand, you're a Pennsylvania native who went to college in Texas. You now live in New York, but you have some Iowa ties. Tell me about them.
Yes, basically my mom's whole side of the family. My mom grew up in eastern Iowa, and her whole family is scattered all throughout the state and are coming to support us next week in Des Moines.
And is it a kind of thing where you went to visit grandparents or relatives and cousins very often, or have you been to Iowa at all?
Yeah. We go a few times a year at least, and our relatives would come out and visit us out east as well. I've spent a lot of time in Iowa throughout my childhood and adulthood, so I'm excited to be back and get to bring this story there.
I grew up in Davenport, went to school in Iowa City. What areas of the state are you best familiar with?
Cedar Rapids is what I'm most familiar with. That's where my mom and stepdad live currently, and I've got some step-siblings out there. My grandparents live there. And then I have a bunch of cousins that grew up in Iowa City and then went to Iowa State and since moved out to more of the Des Moines area.
Okay. Sounds like you're going to have a pretty good cheering section then at the Des Moines Civic Center.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be fun. I'm a little nervous. I haven't had that many people at once at the shows, but it'll be so fun.
And I don't know how often you're back here, but are there any must-dos while you're in Iowa?
Must-dos in Iowa? That's a great question. It's, you know, so much of why I love coming to Iowa is because of family. So I'm just really excited to get to spend some time with them. You know, being out on the road for a year, it's hard to, you know, obviously take time off and get to see family. So anytime I can be in a city or a state that is within driving distance to them, you know, I love getting to see them. So I'm really excited to go, you know, play some games and, you know, just do family things.
Fantastic. Your Broadway debut was in Diana. You toured nationally with Cats. Are there any particular challenges for you as a singer or actor with the new show, Outsiders?
Yeah, you know what I love about this role, among so many things I love about it, you know, it's very physically sustainable in a way that I found really challenging with shows like Cats and Diana. You know, in Cats, it's such a physically demanding role. And in The Outsiders, you know, I'm one of the very few women in the show, and all of the guys have to do all the hard work. So I'm glad to, you know, get to do something that is easier on my body 8 times a week, that's for sure, and a story I really love telling.
The Outsiders was a popular novel in its day when it came out in 67. The film version in 1983 was a big ensemble cast. It was a hit. What do you think makes this new musical now, almost 60 years after the book, still relevant for today's audiences?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a classic tale, coming-of-age story, you know, set amidst a class divide told by a 14-year-old. So, you know, there's such youthfulness to it, and that's something we experience, you know, to this day of class divides and certainly coming of age. So, you know, it's told through pretty extraordinary events as told in the book and the movie. Everything you know and love from both of those are all in the musical, and now just elevated with folk Americana music by Jamestown Revival and some pretty epic choreography and staging. So it really just elevates the story you know and love.